Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1.
Amp Radio.
I'm sure you've been in a situation where you stayed in a relationship a little too long. For whatever reason that may be, you knew you should have broken up way long ago. And that's exactly the dilemma that our Amp listener has right now and needs your help in. We changed her name to Jenny to protect her identity, and she needs you to help her decide if she should dump her boyfriend of a year and a half before or after Coachella this weekend. So there are two main reasons of why she's having this dilemma. Number one, she says she's the worst at breaking up with people.
If you said you were good at breaking up people, you're a psychopath.
And number two, we'll have her tell us why. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi, good morning.
So besides you being really bad at breaking up with people, what is the second reason why you're debating breaking up with them?
He purchased tickets for he and I for Coachella and then also rented out a house for my girlfriends and I.
Ooh, that's a pretty penny right there. Jeez.
Yeah.
So those are the two main reasons. She's really bad at breaking up with people.
Right.
And number two, she has Coachella paid for.
And also, wait till the last minute, because Coachella's just in a couple days, girl.
I know.
How long have you known that you've been done with him?
I would say about 6 months.
Oh, my God.
So 6 months, you've just had like a real boring-ass relationship.
Yes, and it was boring prior to that six-month time period, and I think for 6 months I've been trying to get over that, and I just can't. So I've given myself this deadline of, like, tonight to make the decision.
So if you go this weekend, how much longer in your mind would you have to stay with him so you don't feel like an a-hole for this?
Well, I already feel like an a-hole either way.
Well, I think it also depends on how bad you want to go to Coachella. Like, is this a festival that you're really excited about, or would you be fine not going?
Chelsea's like, priorities, guys.
I'm just trying to gauge being a decent
human being or going to Coachella.
Well, I'm just trying to gauge where she's at with this, because I can't tell if she's, like, really wanting to go to Coachella or not.
No, I mean, I definitely want to go. It's an awesome experience. I've gone years in the past, but it is, you know, a pretty penny, and I don't want to be that a-hole, so I'm kind of torn between going and having an awesome experience with my girlfriend, knowing that he's going to be there, but I would be mainly spending time with my girlfriend. Yeah. I'm just totally torn because I have let this go on for 6 months. I'm kind of like, do I let it go on for 6 months and some couple of days, or do I end it now?
Jenny, I think the answer's simple. Be true to yourself. Break up with this dude. Because if you're already questioning yourself of whether or not you should do this, that means you're feeling guilty about it. And if you're a decent human being, you'll just break up with him already.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Well, you know, like, if it was like even a week out, but you're like a couple days out, and now I'm kind of in this place where, like, what's she going to do? Break up with him, and then is he not going to go to Coachella? Is she, like, what? I don't know.
Yeah,
I almost feel like maybe
chick.
Is he, but with her friends?
I don't know, maybe.
Like, I almost feel like she kind of has to suck it up and go at this point and, like, just have fun. And maybe you have, like, a heart-to-heart one night, and you come to the conclusion you're better as friends, and it'll be, like, a peaceful Coachella breakup.
Wow, that was really good rationalization there, Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea's all for you going and continue lying to this guy and use him for his money.
It's just so short notice. I don't think that's a good thing to do.
Brian, you're all about letting him go.
Look, dude can bring someone else if he wants to, if you break up with him. Also, he can sell him. Everyone's looking for him. You just go online. People are looking for bracelets. And as far as your friends, I mean, I get it. That stinks for your friends. But, I mean, I think he's going to look back at it and always wonder if you were going to break up with him the whole time and just feel like you swindled him.
I get that. But to be fair, in the course of our year and a half of being together, like, he's notorious for doing, like, kind of extravagant gifts and trips and things like that.
Okay.
And that's, like, his, I guess you could say, love language.
No, that's his way of covering up the fact that he's really boring. I mean, so he's just like, let me just give you gifts and all these trips and pretend we're on The Bachelor.
Sometimes your biggest negative can be your biggest positive if you spin it into trips.
What do you think Jenny should do? Should she break up with her boyfriend before or after Coachella? One, she's really bad at breaking up with people, especially apparently if they have money. And number two, she'll miss out on Coachella apparently. And not only that, but the house he rented for her and her friends. So break up before after Coachella. That is the question. Let's go to our text first at 877-971-HITS.
A text from another Jennifer. Defending the Jennifer. Or going after a Jennifer, actually, I should say. This chick is self-centered, gold-digging, and an awful person. If she doesn't break up with him, I hope he ends up sleeping with her friend on this trip. And they get married and live happily ever after. This chick pisses me off.
Oh my God.
Finish him.
Wow.
Fatality.
Same. Chelsea, you're in support of Jennifer going to Coachella and continuing to lie to this guy and use him.
I mean, okay, that's not, listen, don't make me look like a bad person. I'm saying the situation's complicated. Coachella is it's a fun time.
It's more important. Do you have any texts backing you up?
Yeah, so 714 said, yeah, you should definitely go. It could be considered as one less attempt to make the relationship work. Also, the 323 said, yeah, definitely wait till after Coachella. Uh-huh. If you don't go, your friends are going to have to scramble to find a place. That's not fair to them. Also, it's Chella. Go out there. Enjoy the desert vibes. Maybe y'all have a peaceful Coachella breakup while there.
No, my just. All right. Tracy, break up with her man before or after Coachella?
After.
Yes. Why?
That was easy. Why is it?
Girl, take a dip and go back to business. It is what it is. Like he always do, he gives you gifts all the time. Take your gift. This is not the last one. So just take it and go.
Yeah. What do you mean it's not the last one? She wants it to be the last one. He wants it to be the last one.
Okay, take the last one and go. That's it.
So
we're talking
up
about Coachella here, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Take it and go.
Tracy, have you had an experience of, you know, just taking advantage of men because they give you gifts and they have money?
Oh, my God. Yes. All the time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is like, this is like every guy's nightmare. Just hearing this. Like, this every, I'm looking at the text line. Everyone's saying go for it is probably a woman, but every dude is like, this is the worst.
Really? Not right. Where they give us stuff, they pamper us, and then you know we take it, and they're mad at us for taking it after you give it to us. What are you going to do? Return it? Like you can't. Come on now.
I'm trying to understand your point of view, Tracy. I'm trying to understand your point of view, Tracy. And you're saying basically, if a dude gives you so many gifts because they know they're boring as hell and they have nothing else to offer, then they already know that that's all they have to offer, so they're cool with you taking advantage
exactly
of that.
Exactly.
It's almost like they expect it to happen in time. All right? He expects it.
Now we run our course. It's time for me to go. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I mean, it's hard to argue when you're just going to say, like, yeah, I don't care. I'm just going to keep the gift. I don't care.
Listen, that's their job. Thank you.
Tracy, love you, girl. Have a great weekend. Take care.
Hi, guys. Take care.
Bye. Veronica, you don't agree with Tracy, who says basically take advantage of that man's money.
No, I don't. That's super shady.
Charles, you're down with that, too.
Well, it's the situation. It's complicated. I do think that she, like, the right
it's
thing to do is break
complicated
up with him.
It's not complicated at all. She's been with this guy for how long? And she knows she doesn't like him, but she's just there because she knows she can get stuff. Probably has her eye on another guy, too. Like, no, that's super shady. That's
the only problem
up
is the other guy is probably broke.
Hey, the other guy ain't going to Coachella.
What's complicated, though, is that it's literally 2 days before Coachella. So, like, it would just be a hassle for everyone to get a new house to figure out where the tickets go. That's my thing. It's like, you might as well just go now. Should she have broken up with him, like, 6 months ago? Absolutely, but she didn't. And that's this situation now. It's like, well, at least might as well have one last hurrah together.
No, she should break up with him, and then she should pay for it herself.
Veronica, love you. Thank you for calling in.
All right, bye. Have a good day, guys.
Bye, you too. All right, Jenny, so you heard our listener's opinion, but ultimately, it's your choice. Which way are you leaning? Are you going to break up with your boyfriend before or after Coachella?
Well, I definitely heard everything. Some of you guys were a little direct and harsh. I honestly think that I just need to take some time this evening to consider everything and make a decision tonight and go forward one way or the other.
Okay, but for sure tonight is your deadline. Like, you're not going to go past
tonight.
For sure,
tonight is my deadline.
All right, cool. So do you mind if we check in with you tomorrow around this time to find out what you ended up doing?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I don't mind. I'm a little nervous that I have to follow up with you guys, but I don't mind. No,
I
can definitely
do
that.
It really depends on the decision, because if she's just like, I'm just going to go with it, she's like, I don't need to be yelled at again.
Jenny, thank you so much. We'll check in with you tomorrow.
Perfect.
Ooh, that guy heated.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!